You're listening to the Grow Great podcast. My name is Randy Cantrell, your host here. This is episode 5051. IDK, not knowing, provides enormous value called learning. IDK is this digital shorthand for I don't know, and I get it, man. I get it a lot. I get it from young people. I get it from older people. I admittedly get it mostly in text form, and it usually is in response to a question, obviously. And it's okay. Perfectly okay. Truth is, it's better than okay to not know. It's not better if you're willing to just stay there, though. If you're willing to stay in this place where you don't know. The value is in the quest to find out. The value is in the quest to figure it out. Today, I want to talk about IDK and the value it has in hiring. There are a lot of areas that we could probably make application to IDK or not knowing. But let's talk about hiring, because growing companies seem to always be on the prowl for good people. Okay, how do you define good? Well, it's really easy. What are you looking for? CEOs can tell me that they're looking for a C-suite cohort who will care as much as they do. Somebody who wants it, whatever it is, as badly as they do. And they want skills, and they want experience in whatever their industry may be. And they want somebody who has done it, again, whatever it is, before. They want somebody who doesn't have bad habits to unwind. On and on and on it goes. With a great emphasis, usually, on finding a known quantity. The ideal person who knows exactly what to do to help get the company from here to there. I get it. Seems to make sense. Until you tap the brakes and you start to really, really think about it. Is this the right fit for your company? And are you sure? Well, it may be. I'm not here to tell you that it's not, because I don't know the specifics of your situation, but I'm saying that you may be neglecting one of the most valuable assets that a future leader has, the ability to learn, especially the ability to learn in real time. Think about the biggest and the best companies on the planet. Let's just consider two of them, Amazon and Facebook. Here you've got two founders who started humbly in small rooms with limited resources. Well, okay. Yeah, with limited resources. And what these guys knew then is not at all what they know today. Chief among their strengths is the ability to learn and to figure out what they didn't know. Now, in the case of Amazon, why didn't the big shot smarty pants who ran the biggest book-selling companies on the planet, why didn't they figure this out? All of those people who knew the ins and the outs of book-selling should have been the first to make this happen. Not some ex-investment banker who was a senior VP at the age of 30 who jettisoned the whole thing. I mean, within a few years of launching Amazon, with about $300,000 from his parents, he had dinner with executives at Barnes & Noble. And in that dinner, reportedly, they told him that they were about to launch their own website and they would basically squash him. Based on their experience, based on their know-how, well, who could argue? Who could argue with that? It should have worked, but it didn't. Facebook wasn't the first social media site aimed at connecting people. You may think so, but you would be wrong. And once you get past the IRCs, those internet relay chats, those happened in the late 80s and the early 90s, you won't likely remember a site called Six Degrees, named after that whole moniker of 6 degrees of separation. They may have been the first real social media platform because they were designed to enable users to upload a profile and make friends with other users. Yeah, does that sound like Facebook? 6 degrees grew to about 100 employees with over 3.5 million users, started out in 1997, 7 years before Facebook. And by 2001, gone. Gone. Now, in 1999, they sold for $125 million. So you could argue, well, from a business vantage point, good for them. The founders made some dough. Well, just here, why don't we just go ahead and cue up Queen's song, Another One Bites the Dust. The landscape's littered with those kinds of stories. And both Amazon and Facebook should have been created by people already occupying their space. Well, that is according to the logic that most CEOs and HR folks are applying to their hiring process of looking for people who have already done exactly what you think you need done. In many cases, this is a stupid practice. It may be even a stupid practice most of the time. Sure, there are some very technical roles that require experienced expertise, and you may have those roles in your company, but there are far more roles that don't need it. But I would argue your company is hampered because you think you do. It's called perspective. You often hear people talk about having fresh eyes to look at something. Well, we know the value of letting people look at something when they're not even sure what they're looking at. Having some people who are brave enough to say, IDK, I don't know. It's valuable. Facebook and Amazon both questioned assumptions that others weren't willing to question. They both saw something larger. Jeff Bezos didn't suddenly decide Amazon is going to be the everything store. He saw that future when he began. And he began with books. And by beginning with books, these small, relatively low-cost items, very shippable, it validated his idea. And traditional brick-and-mortar stores largely still have not figured this out. I know. I come from a heavy retail background. And with all the vast retailing experience that is out there, a non-retailer entered the space in 1995 and is currently ruling the world of e-commerce, and there seems to be no end in sight. As for Facebook, it takes off on Harvard's campus. It eventually launches to other colleges in the Boston area. It eventually launches to other colleges around the country and then high schools. And by 2006, anybody over the age of 13 can jump on board. And all along the way, both companies, Facebook and Amazon, both companies learned. They figured things out. They managed to build extraordinary momentum in spaces that they did not invent. Neither of them had done it before. Neither of them was burdened with preconceived ideas. Both knew that they were figuring it out in real time. In fact, Jeff Bezos is reported to have told early investors that he felt there would be a 70% chance they would lose their money because it wouldn't work. IDK doesn't mean that you're looking for stupid people. It doesn't mean that you're looking for ignorant people. But it may mean that you're excluding people because they lack industry-specific skills and experience. And you're looking for the wrong things and you're avoiding the right things. Clear thinkers, brave problem solvers. Every business leader on the planet is looking for those two qualities, but I never hear them. I never hear them articulated that way. Now, once I mention those two things to the C-suite, clear thinkers, brave problem solvers, they're always quick to agree. Yeah, we need those. But I know that deep down, they're thinking that they'd like to have those things, but those aren't the things that trump having already done it, or having already seen it, or having already figured it out. And there's another element to all of this that we need to consider. The person capable of saying IDK has a courage and a humility that's going to be exceptional. Because most people are afraid to admit they don't know something. And so they try to bluff their way through it. Well, how's that going to help your company grow? There's high value in a learner willing to leverage what others might call naivete. How is it leveraged? I can tell you how. It's leveraged by asking questions that other people aren't willing to ask. By looking at things in a way that's not available to the bashful. By figuring things out, deploying insights that they collect all along the way with their stupid questions and their challenging viewpoints. By not surrendering to your industry or your experience-based assumptions. Growing your company is going to depend largely on your ability to zig while your competitors zag. You can't do that by being a copycat. You can't do that by everybody's reading the same trades, everybody's talking the same stuff, everybody's chasing the same stuff, everybody's doing the same stuff. You keep doing what you've been doing, and you'll discover, likely sooner than later, that it will stop working. It doesn't mean that it was stupid at the time, but it may mean that to keep doing it without changes, that is, without growth, without improvement, without transformation, then you're going to stop learning how to be better. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is stupid. And here's the kicker. The market will make you pay. It always does. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.